Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will take the stage in the first of the three presidential debates tonight. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about what it means for each of the candidates. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So one of the largest TV audiences in history is expected to be watching this first presidential debate tonight. Where do you think the race stands as we go into the debate?
Well, the latest numbers we have are Washington Post ABC News poll, which has a pretty much a dead heat between Clinton and Trump, 46% for Clinton, 44% for Trump, 5% for Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, and 1% for Jill Stein, the Green Party. I think they're starting to fade away because this is starting to crystallize and people are starting to focus in on the two major candidates, one of whom is going to be president.
So let's talk about Hillary Clinton first. What does she have to do tonight in order to be considered the winner?
Well, I think she has to keep her cool, number one. I mean, if she comes under attack, from Trump, and Trump can, be very tough. She has to sound presidential. She has to answer everything that he says. And if he says things that she does not believe are true, she's going to call him on it. And I think that's going to be a very important thing. But she has to sound like a person who is competent and cool and able to do this job.
What about Donald Trump? What's he have to do?
Well, he sort of has to do the same thing. I mean, he's, gotten a reputation for being this person who just talks off the top of his head and sometimes insults people, sometimes makes enemies. He can't do that tonight. He has to try to convince a whole lot of the American people who are not sure about him, not sure about this race, that he is competent to be able to sit in the Oval Office in a time of crisis and deal with the problems that we face.
Now, do you think these debates can change the result of the election?
They can. There's going to be three of them plus a vice presidential debate. I've seen 1980. I covered Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter, and there was a moment in that debate where Ronald Reagan kind of had Jimmy Carter on the ropes, and he looked at him and he said, that with that Reagan charms, that there you go again. And, you could feel the air suck out of the room. I mean, you knew at that point Jimmy Carter was in serious trouble.
There's also been some more talk about Ohio's voter rolls. Tell us about last week's ruling.
Well, for many years, they've purged voters from the voting rolls in Ohio's 88 counties. There was a lawsuit filed. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeal got a hold of it. And they told Ohio Secretary of State that Ohio was doing this illegally. And the reason was because of the National Voter Registration Act, a federal law, which says that you can only remove people if they asked to be removed, if they have passed away, or if they've moved out of the state. And counties in Ohio, many of them, have been removing people by the thousands simply for not voting recently. If they didn't vote in 2014 or if they didn't vote in 2012, they've been removed. There are a whole lot of people who haven't voted in elections since 2008. And most of those people were people who were inspired by Barack Obama to register and go out and vote. But they haven't voted since. And the argument of the ACLU and the Democrats who brought the lawsuit was, look, these people should still be allowed to go vote. It's not that long a period of time. It remains to be seen if Houston is going to appeal the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling. I tend to think he will. But right now they're telling these people that they should show up at the polls and vote provisional ballots.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson has been a part of the WVXU staff for 4 years, and we are fortunate to have his expertise and historical perspective not only each Monday morning, but year-round here on 91.7.